Craig, are you feeling all right today?
I guess so.
Okay. I just didn't know how your allergies were or how your breathing was.
About like midnight, I could breathe okay, so I went to sleep.
Oh, great. That's about the time that everybody else went to sleep, except for us, an hour later than that.
Yeah.
Did you play that fishing game?
No, I don't play that game.
Erica tried to play it. We all gave her.
Did you mock her mercilessly? Good.
We did. We all looked over and her little hand was gone and everybody's like, what are you doing? She was like, I'm sorry.
It's just so stupid. I have a disease where repetitive motions make me really exhausted. I'm going to play this game that is nothing but repetitive motions. Stop doing that.
Yeah, well, she does famously work against herself.
You know, something I meant to bring up last night that really bothered me. So I'm leaving work yesterday, right? And all the hoo-ha is going on downtown.
What? Crazy. What was going on downtown last night?
All the party stuff.
Oh, yeah, first night.
Which, again, bothers me because it's not. It's last night. First night would be today. That would be tonight is the first night.
Yeah, I guess the idea is yesterday was last night. Midnight. You stay out past midnight, then it's first morning.
Then it's first morning, which is, again, is not the first night.
Yeah, but it's still nighttime.
Nope. It should be called last night.
Negative. Let's not start this, because then you'll never speak to me again, just like Jared.
Okay. Is he on the same train?
No, he had shared with me a revelation that he had or encountered about how ever since the first three releases of the Star Wars franchise, none of the movies have included any actual Star Wars. And I was like, in my heart, I was like, that's neither insightful nor clever, and I don't want to talk about it. But I was like, well, I'll just use this opportunity to, you know, be mean to Jared a little bit. And because I asked him, I was like, well, what about The Last Jedi? There was some significant space battles. And he was like, nah, those were like skirmishes or... And so, you know, then I would proceeded to just make up any simile I could for war and made fun of him for the next couple minutes. And then he got angry. He's like, oh, you know what a new spoiler is about the movie? You're real... There's a spoiler for you. I'm out of here. And he just left the room and didn't talk anymore.
Well, he'd have a better argument if the show was called Space Wars. Because the two stars are never fighting in these movies ever. The stars aren't having a war.
I think they're having a war amongst the stars.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the fact that the stars are the actors. So they're, you know, the Star Wars.
Negative. Maybe they, I don't know if they're having a war, but either way, that's fine. You can be as angry about whatever they want to call the State College celebration on New Year's Eve, and I will not try to stop you.
Woo.
Because I'm already short one friend. Yeah. I don't need to lose another. Too old to make new friends.
After that, wanting to murder Scott last night, I'll just wait another year to see him again.
No way, that guy was great. He's so much more mellow now.
Not liking John Wick. What a...
Well, I don't care if he likes John Wick or not. That doesn't affect how I feel about the John Wick movies. All right, I guess it's safe to open the channel now that Craig got that out of the system.
Bam. I don't know who was first.
It was a blur. It's probably Vegeta with his Super Saiyan speed. It usually is, but...
He definitely holds the record, but Blue Wolf was... Man.
Most firsts.
Sklodo. That sounds like a good Star Wars villain. Sklodo.
Samurai says it was Blue Wolf this time, so...
Oh, nice.
He was paying attention.
I was going to say he used his admin powers.
What? You don't know the supervillain Sklodo? He's been in all the commercials. So I can't imagine. I don't suppose any of you bother to take the time to scour the internet for the despecialized versions of Star Wars. You can just give them to me so I don't have to scour the internet for them, do you?
Say again this?
So there's a special effects guy in Hollywood or something. Europe, I don't know. Some guy. Yeah, that's it. Harmy. He took Star Wars, removed all the garbage that Lucas put in, and restored them back to their glory of the 70s and 80s.
Oh.
And I want those versions on,
No. I am not the right source for that. You should absolutely know that about me.
Yeah. Yeah, I also still have mine on VHS, but I don't want to, I don't have a VHS to digital converter either.
Yeah, I'm also not trying to. Laserdisc. I'll have to see if I can. I'll see what kind of Laserdiscs.
Bryce has to have those, right?
Yeah, I suspect he does.
I think in my lifetime, I've only ever seen two movies on Laserdisc.
What were they?
Strangely, one was Backdraft, and the other one was T2.
Okay.
And T2 was amazing.
It was a good film.
When I was at Branch Campus, we had a guy who sent away for like the super ridiculously expensive Bose system.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been like 1991.
Sure.
So their whole apartment.
What branch campus did you start at?
New Kensington.
Oh.
So their whole dorm room, their whole apartment had these, you know, massive Bose surround sound speakers and all this stuff. And they had a Laserdisc hooked up to it. And it was, I think it was T2. Hmm. Anyway, it was some amazing movie. And then he had to send it all back because he wasn't actually going to pay for it. So he got it because they used to offer a, you know, try at home package.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried it at home and then sent it all back.
Nice. All right. We're ready when you are, dude.
All right. Here we go. Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 223rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. You can call me Wooly. We got Chaos 72. We got Sneaky B15. They're Ray. They're Ian. How is it? How's it going? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thanks for hanging out. I had a great time last night.
Yeah, I believe I have nearly fully recovered.
Nice. Did you have Johnny Blue at midnight?
I did not. No. Ooh. I was way too busy with the tequila to work in any scotch.
Did you go back to the Reposado?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody went to town on the Reposado.
That is a delicious tequila.
Yeah, it was. There was me. It was weird. So as soon as you left, I took your chair.
Okay.
And it was the chair. I thought it was you, but it was the chair. As soon as I sat in that chair, I had profanities flying out of my mouth at a volume and just capacity. Just so many. It couldn't stop. But yeah, everybody but me had a giant bottle of super fancy tequila, and everybody but me had champagne at midnight.
All right.
We'll throw out a completely not a sponsor plug for Clase Azul, the best tequila I've ever had.
Apparently,
the experience.
Everybody was drinking it up like it was crazy.
Amazing. I hate tequila. Boy, it's a good drink.
So, and to answer some questions in the Discord, I like that kind of sass, and I can tell you right now, I am actively wiggling back and forth in my chair. Somebody here got a brand new gaming chair for his computer for Christmas.
Woo-hoo!
And it is silent, and it has lumbar support.
Nice.
So I can fidget, I can move around, I don't have to just sit motionless and be like, don't move, you're recording things. Yeah, neck and lumbar support, it's a nice chair, I'm really pleased.
Good deal. All right, so this is why I didn't update half of the script at all. Man, so this is January 1st to January 8th. Of the 2020s, people.
Woo!
It is not.
Wait. Yeah, it's not.
Can we change that? Can we not say, like, 2008, I understand, because nobody liked saying '08. But can we go it was 1920? This should be 2020. Nobody says 1920.
That's true. I did say 2019. I didn't say 2019.
But we're 20 years in. We should just go for it. Accept it now.
I'll support you on this one, Ray.
If that makes you feel better. Your Devil Dailies. We have Wednesday's Patch, Thursday's Torch, Friday BDSM, Saturday Battery, Sunday Fist, Monday Rags, Tuesday is Con! And Wednesday is Pietro. Oh, I didn't update that at all. Wow. I have no idea who's been in the Crash of Titans because I didn't look up anything, and I have no knowledge of stuff because I don't pay attention to anything.
Sorry. Well, it's okay. At like 8:36, Kelly's like, are you guys doing a show ever again? And I was like, oh no, we're doing a show right now. I gotta go.
So somebody was in the Deadpool or in the Crash of Titans.
The most recent one that I participated in that I can remember was Iceman beat up Teen Gene.
Yeah.
All right.
Very true story.
A 6-cost 4-turn stun is just, the value is there.
That's a true story.
And then if you could somehow muster up a hard-fought 6 more blue, you can devastate her pretty easily. And according to very reliable sources, after Iceman will be, then you will play as Teen Gene against someone I've forgotten, and then you'll play as Iceman again, and then you'll play as Teen Gene again.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing it double, but
I don't know. She fights the Moonstone.
Yeah. Which generally should be pretty easy, except for somebody on the Discord here who has teen gene at a 003, that seems pretty difficult.
That's not me, is it?
No.
Okay.
I don't recall who it was, actually. I was skimming through all the comments in Discord real quick to try and get caught up.
I don't remember doing them pre-Christmas.
Yeah, I remember none of these things.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
Storyland. Prodigal Son's running now. That'll get you 6 Lokis, 2 Murica, and then top folks get Wolfsbane or Hawkeye. That's followed up by The Hunt. Again, Hawkeye, Wolfsbane, MODOK, and Hulk are your rewards there. 12 Days of Marbles wrapping up. You finished through all those. You should have gotten yourself a Vulture, and I think it's Baby Groot is the last day? I think so.
I don't recall. It's not over yet, is it?
No, you got like 2 more days.
Okay.
Ray, Soul Season's about over.
This is true. However, I believe
I have not gotten my reward yet.
I believe I am up to 99 wins, so I think I'm covered.
100 wins is what you need?
No, 75 is what you need.
Oh.
I'm at 51 wins. I gotta get 24 wins in the next 4 days. 6 per day. Ugh. What a slog. Hate PvP. All right. Snowball fights run in as well. That'll get you Star-Lord, a Sabretooth, Jubilee, and Widow.
All right. So longtime listener Grinchmas Scrooge has left me with a question. What's a champion? Is that a type of character in this game? Are the champions?
Yeah, or do you
so
have that, to have champions? Like, Cho, Kamala Khan. No.
No, that's not a thing, is it?
Oh, wait, they're Young Avengers.
Yeah, they're saying Nova and Rai Will I Ams, Miles and Kamala Khan.
Okay. What do I know?
I have no idea about that. I don't know what that group is.
I feel like that was a 12 Days of Marvel flavor coming up or happening today.
Yeah, yeah. I used Riri and Kamala Khan and somebody else who didn't matter. But yeah, I have no idea why they're grouped together. I'm not familiar with them in any way.
Yeah, that's nuts. I figured that was a comic that Craig would have read.
No, never read.
Told us about.
Well, hey, look at that. It does have Cho.
Is that Cho? That looks like Totally Regular Hulk.
Totally Regular Hulk is all sorts of immortal and pumped up nowadays.
Okay.
All right. Topic 2. I have no news except for Ray. What happened to the title over the last show?
Yeah.
Ian and I threw out all these solid gold titles, and then I went and looked at the webpage today and went, what's up with that?
Yeah, so we actually got a comment about that, but I'll get to that in listener comments.
I can't wait to find out.
The title.
I will wait, though.
The title of the show, though, was title Boycotted, because those solid gold titles that you gave me were pretty much those stupid catchphrases from Full House. And I went,
they were awesome.
I am not putting that as the title of the show. So the title.
Ian and I just kept going back and forth and back and forth, and I was laughing.
I can't believe I would say to not add those.
He bleeped on day one. Son of a.
What?
I
did you fail again?
I cursed, yes.
Oh, man.
I said the first show of the day of the year.
How wooed.
Cut it out.
If you're attempting to get me to quit, you're on the road.
Oh, no. Is it made out of wood? You got it, dude. Oh,
I forgot about that. All right. We'll get to that in comment section.
Well, we'll get to a little bit more of it, but that's exactly what it was. I saw the ideas that you guys were sending, and I'm like, yep, boycotted.
All right. Do you guys have any news? Anything shaking?
What was your favorite Christmas present that you received?
Did I get any Christmas presents? I don't know.
Okay. Next time I come to town, I'll bring you a present.
Okay.
I've been meaning to bring it for the last couple trips, but I never remember to grab it.
I did have a sweet, sweet Christmas day, which was, instead of having god-awful turkey and stuff, we had a sweet, sweet fry-up of elk tenderloin, and it was delicious.
I don't doubt it.
The traditional meal.
That's right.
That's what Squanto and Samoset prepared.
That's right. I wish it was reindeer. I've never had caribou. I would like to have some, though. I'd eat that. Nothing? Moving on. All right.
No, yeah. No other news. Okay. Did we already cover the party at Ray's house?
I think so.
It was nice.
It was much better than cats.
I'll see that over and over.
Scott sucks. All right, that's really all I got to say.
That's not true. That guy's a delight. I like him even more than I ever have. I wish I didn't have to wait till next year to hang out with him again.
All right, let's go to the Superhero Showdown.
Right.
Last week, or last show, at some point in the past.
Yeah,
we talked about the de-baronized Mordo versus the God of Thunder.
But this was just the regular baronized Mordo.
Maybe.
Well, it's from your book. Isn't it Baron Mordo in there?
I suppose it probably is in my book, yeah.
Yeah.
Any case, Ray, who won?
That's going to come into play in one of our comments. So, this comment threw me off. I don't know how to start it. So, the first comment I'm going to tell you about was a quote from me. So, I believe it was when we were talking about Thor being above average intelligence, and I said, quote, "Are we sure about that?"
Right.
End quote. They say that I won the showdown because now they are dead. They completely buy into the scenario described by the participants and Mordo wins. I think I'm dead. I think that refers to from laughing because Thor, not too intelligent. So there you go. However, we do have another comment saying, while you can disclaim a title such as Baron, if a greater power removes the title, it's called stripping of the power. Working with this wordplay, I propose that Mordo and Thor fight via striptease. Mordo cheats, uses his power of illusion to try and gain the upper hand in the crowd's cheers, but no mortal being could imagine a physique that could outstrip Thor's. Eventually, after many special effects of lighting and stripping down to their underwear, Thor receives the loudest round of applause and wins. Meanwhile, in the audience, Loki begins to formulate a plot to wrest Jean Foster from Thor's side, which is apparently the plot of at least 5 fanfics, so it seems a common thread, I would have to imagine.
In my head, I see that SNL skit where Chris Farley is auditioning for Chippendales against a guy from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Don't remember his name, but yes.
Wait, say again? I dozed off for a minute.
You know that SNL skit that's got a guy from Dirty Dancing?
Chris Farley and Chippendales? Patrick Swayze?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what played in my head with that comment right there.
Which one was which?
Well, because they ruined Thor by making him the dude Thor, so he's obviously Chris Farley.
Oh, right on.
But I don't think a whole lot of people went with the dude Thor in mind, because even though Mordo got several votes, Thor pulled it out and got more votes in the end.
All right.
Thor be the winner.
So this week, however, in the point, it's Ymir versus Dormammu. Somebody tell me who wins.
Well, so other than being historically important and being the progenitor of every giant ever, unless Dormammu is somehow less powerful than Odin, I don't love Ymir's chances. I mean, superhuman strength and superhuman durability will only get you so far. The ability to regenerate and, I mean, I believe Ymir is... Even though he was defeated by Odin and his brothers, I think he's technically immortal.
Are you saying immortal or amortal?
Immortal.
Oh, okay.
I with 2 M's.
Does he have inside him the blood of kings?
That I can't attest to. I can only hope that for some reason Dormammu only attacks me with cold attacks and I prevail.
That would seem unlikely given the high intelligence that that Dormammu possesses. So yeah. Dormammu, if you're not familiar with him, I don't know, watch Doctor Strange. He is a master of sorcery. He is basically the ruler of the Dark Realm by his own making. Yeah, his ability to banish, astral project, matter transmutation, elemental control, time travel, you know, all the big things.
He is the great Humongous, ruler of the Wasteland, the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller.
I think the energy projection and absorption is going to be useful. Maybe not absorption so much against Ymir, but the projection. I don't think the giant can withstand too much of that, so.
I agree. I'm not super optimistic, sad to say, about Ymir's chances. But maybe if all his family members show up at once.
All right, I know I'm supposed to be fighting for Dormammu here, but it just came to mind. Maybe Dormammu decides that Ymir is not worth his time and summons all of the mindless ones, and he gets disqualified for breaking the rules and bringing in extra competitors.
Oh, see, now an army of mindless ones versus Ymir and an army of giants? I would watch that show.
Good point, yeah.
All right. Everybody, you vote.
Ymir versus Dormammu.
All right, let's head over to the sitcom bracket. We got the fives versus the 12s this week. Starting out with 30 Rock versus Tootie and the Facts of Life.
All right, do we have to discuss this, or can I?
Am I going to say, one of those shows is amazing, and one of them is Facts of Life.
Right.
Now, I would like to point out that I have seen all of both of these shows.
That's fair.
And while I enjoyed Facts of Life as a kid, it does not stand to 30 Rock in any way, shape, or form. 30 Rock right. was just spectacular. It had Dr. Spaceman.
It had everything, but and I don't dislike Facts of Life. Yeah. As a young child, I found the character of Jo very compelling.
I bet you
her
did.
Constantly threatening all the other girls I thought it was hilarious. But
that was Nancy
my
McKeon.
Goodness, 30 Rock, so good,
so good.
All right, I'm glad we're in agreement on that one.
All right,
so absolutely exceptional show.
Yep. So no arguments there. All right, the bottom left corner, we got Curb Your Enthusiasm versus Married with Children.
I'm going to have to. So I probably have seen every episode of Married with Children. I did thoroughly enjoy that show.
Yeah, that show's great.
I have not seen anything but YouTube clips from Curb Your Enthusiasm. But that being said, I mean, I think I'm still going to have to go with Curb. I don't know. I can't see the level of the quality of people who are in Curb Your Enthusiasm not beating out Married with Children. Really, after one season of Married with Children, it doesn't really change too much.
I think they brought in a whole new actress to play that neighbor, Marcy, or Darcy, or whatever her name was.
I don't know. I thought that show was just a reason to get Christina Applegate on TV.
It pretty much was.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know. Man, Married with Children, though. Does it not hold up? Is that the problem that I'm going to run into here? Or is Curb Your Enthusiasm just a genuinely better show?
I'm thinking and I'm going off clips, which are probably, you know, some of the funniest pieces, but I still think that the acting quality, et cetera, still siding with it.
I'm going to put my support behind Married with Children on this one.
Hmm. I just found nothing compelling about that show ever.
What, Married with Children?
Yeah.
That's so strange. Again, I watched probably every episode, and I still remember more than I should. Curb, I don't. I feel like it's kind of in your court at this point, Craig.
I got to vote for Curb. If it, I just.
That's rough, but I'm not going to stand in your guys' way.
All right, let's move over to the other side then.
All right.
Ooh, this is classic here. We got Mona's the Boss versus Silver Spoons.
I don't think it's that close. I don't remember. I mean, other than it's the fact that it starred Rick Schroeder, I remember nothing about Silver Spoons. I don't think it was funny, and I do remember watching it on multiple occasions. Who's the Boss, on the other hand?
It had John Houseman, so that was cool.
Yeah, Who's the Boss was the superior show in every way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about that whatsoever.
Yeah, everybody but Tony was the boss on that show, if there was any questioning.
I don't remember who played the dad on Silver Spoons in any way.
Craig, did I tell you that I went to go see Tony Danza perform live in, like, 1 year ago?
No!
Yep. He sang and told stories.
Huh. How was it?
Yeah, I won some tickets off the radio, so that helped.
Okay. Right, so free is always a, you know, one plus.
Yeah. His stories were compelling. They were both funny and humanizing.
Did he explain why all of his characters have to be named Tony?
No. He did not. It was not a question and answer situation.
Okay. I think that's self-explanatory, though. When he's reading a script, he can only recognize that the lines are his if it says Tony.
Tony does this. Tony does that. Oh, I'm Tony. Hey, oh.
If I stomp down on your foot and nod my head and say, "Hello, Mr. Thompson. Homer, you just need to grunt." I think he's talking to someone else.
All right, so that's an easy victory for Who's the Boss there.
Yeah.
All right, coming up to the top, we got Veep versus one of the greatest comedies of all time, Seinfeld.
So I guess
I don't like the idea.
Go ahead.
Of Curb and Seinfeld moving forward, but I'm not super sure how Veep made this list.
I suppose that's true as well. So the big thing that Veep has going for it is that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was in Seinfeld. This was a total random pairing, but yeah, as someone who really doesn't find Seinfeld funny, yeah, it's Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's, I agree. I'm with Ray. I can recognize that Seinfeld was beloved by millions, was incredibly well written, and kind of changed the landscape of TV, and enabled Jerry Seinfeld to purchase one of every car that's ever been made.
That's
ever.
That's true. I think him and Jay Leno own all the cars.
I think so. I think they do own one of each car. But yeah, didn't find it that good of a show. I recognize that it was an awesome show.
All right. Pretty easy brackets this week. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Very little.
Yeah, I think we only irritated a few people.
Yeah. thanks to Willie. Willie, what you got?
Holy crap. Okay. So this week, I'm going to go straight to the comment that that I mentioned earlier. Loofishness on Reddit asks in, but under our post, but asks Reddit, does anyone else feel like the guys are being a little disrespectful of the reaction of the players to Shardmageddon? He says, even the title of the episode, blah, 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 and he explained why he thought the title of the episode was somehow related to the whole Shard situation, and as we already discussed, it is not. I did respond to him in Reddit and said that is not the case. The whole boycott thing was because of Full House, and I stand by that. But in any case, he says that the player base reacted as one in the forums. I don't know if I would go that far, but in any case. And the they reacted in or to the unfairness of the rewards. There were harsh words. This is the age of outrage, after all. But there was some calm, rational feedback given, too. It was not just vitriol. The company listened, and the second set of rewards are given. Ian's soapbox was a call for respect to the devs. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I feel like you all thought we were just being crybabies. How about some respect for the players, too? Now, if we...
You take this. I can't handle this one.
Okay. I think that if we weren't clear previously, most of the disrespect to the players that we were doling out was in regards to the people that, A, were well over the top in their comments to the devs about how this all came about, or, two, people who just complain every single time. Every single time there is a change to the fundamental way that the game works, whether it be champions or shards or supports or what have you, there are people who just complain. They say that the devs are only there to make money, to try and get more money out of people, that it hurts everyone even before everyone understands how the changes function. Like, they're just complainers. And I really think, correct me if I'm wrong, Ian, but I really think that's who we were targeting, who we were focusing our lack of respect towards. Because I don't respect somebody who comes in and just curses somebody out and does it every time. So if you made a comment and it was not disrespectful to the devs, but it helped feedback and get the rewards that were eventually given out, good for you. I don't think that required us to comment on it. But I thought that the... like you said, the vitriol that we saw, I think that did require our comments. So there you go.
Yeah, if your comments were, I see what the devs are going for, I think they missed the mark, and here's how I think it'd be better, that's fine. If your remarks were, you know, the blood-sucking developers are just trying to steal my entire wallet, you need to shut up. I mean...
I don't know if you need to shut up, but
I would say that was definitely poorly managed, but that is on brand for
right.
Craig.
Right.
Yeah, I certainly had nothing to do with the title.
Which I had to have explained to me, because I'm like, what happened to the title?
Right, if any of my comments or soapboxing made it sound like everyone who complained was 100% out of line and 100% a monster, you got me. You're right. There were good people on both sides. Zing! I'm sorry that I made it sound like an absolute. Jesus Christmas! You're all a bunch of crybabies, and you don't get any of my respect. I owe you nothing. I owe you nothing but venom and hate. I'm just kidding. I like most of the people on here. Yeah, for sure. I didn't mean to make everybody sound like a bad person. I do not think that, nor do I believe that in any way. I think the situation resolved itself, you know, in a very neat and tidy way. You know, it didn't work out. People expressed their disappointment. It was almost immediately resolved.
Yeah, I think, anyway, I just wanted to address that because I wanted to be clear that if our comments were not directed, they were only being directed to the people being completely disrespectful. And for the people thinking that, you know, they're here to get money out of my wallet, well, that kind of is the point. I mean, that's how they make money. That's how they're able to employ people that actually can improve the game. And those people have been, I mean, compared to other games, these people have been really good at listening to feedback. Relatively speaking, they've been awesome at it.
Mm-hmm. They work hard.
So, in any case, moving on. It's Almond Doe 69 says...
It's Almond Joy?
What?
His name's Almond Joy? What?
It's Almond Doe 69.
All right.
I don't know. It's his name.
I don't know. My brain just rebooted in that. I don't know what happened, but...
Okay.
Okay.
But he's talking about you. He says, Craig refusing to watch Always Sunny, but watching all of Full House and Fuller House is simultaneously the most egregious thing I have ever heard, and also the free space on PW3 Bingo.
Like, I couldn't even tell you when that show airs, or what network.
Well, that's true for me on most shows that I really watch.
Oh, yeah, I suppose the DVR has, you know, made the TV guide useless.
Yeah, I didn't realize you had an opposition to Sunny.
I've just never seen it. I've just never seen it.
Okay, well, from the comment, it made it sound like you had been like, I refuse to watch that show. No one is ever going to make me.
Yeah,
He does, it's just the last comment.
I just never stumbled across it.
The last comment he said was that Always Sunny is greater than Community, but only slightly. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm probably not the best person to comment. But
I was going to say, I think that's very possible. I don't have all the... Yeah, I was going to say... I only have Community if I watch through. I think that if I knew more about Sunny, it would have the capacity to be dominant in this bracket. I feel like this bracket suffers from my own ignorance. That's the beauty of this bracket, is that the three of us are making all the decisions. So, sorry.
Next commenter was D-Wing Illinois. He said, Craig's Gene Stapleton is better than his Carol O'Connor.
That's probably true, because she can't sing.
He also went on to say that Woody Harrelson's Archie was terrible, but the other three were quite serviceable. Definitely didn't watch this year's, though. I think Woody did fine. It wasn't great, but the, listen here, little girl, I really liked his delivery on those lines, in any case. He also says, now Ray is referencing Nirvana, this episode hates me. I can't help it what comes to my mind.
What's wrong with Nirvana?
Yeah, one of the greatest bands of all time.
I wouldn't go that far, but sure. Yeah.
Oh, they were super. Dave Grohl is a dynamite musician.
He is.
I'm not.
Everything he does is good.
I'm not going to go down that path.
Hmm.
On the sitcoms, he says that he wants to say that Sunny, but six seasons and a movie wins. I don't remember what Sunny went up against. But it's Sunny.
Probably Community.
Must have been Community. Yeah. It seems like the six seasons and a movie joke is always a Community joke.
Okay. Family Ties is superior and death to Full House infidels. He says, I will absolutely be Ray's towel guy for fights that are obviously coming his way. This, I can't. You're just moving on. he also had a correction. Three star Electra does not have the ballet move. She strikes a crippling blow instead. That is accurate. And I never use Electra, so.
Yep. That's always the correct answer.
That mistake will probably be made again in the future. He does say that he appreciates the continued commitment to the forgotten four star. Over on D3 Forum, T. DJ Author. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong again because I can never remember. But in any case, he says, as someone who has walked through the darkness of Hallmark Christmas hell, we must burn all evidence that Full House ever existed, because when you stare into the abyss, Candace Cameron Bure stares back and her teeth are bared.
That is true. She does show up in those.
All right. And the final thing, this is the long one. Black Sheep sent this to us via email.
Ooh.
First, I wanted to thank him for pointing out an error on the website. I do appreciate that. I don't have time to check all the links, so thanks. I believe it's been fixed. But this was sent via email. 'Twas the week before Christmas, and on Wednesday night, the Puzzle Warriors 3 were doing it upright. With Ray in his Tesla and Ian in his sleeping shirt, while Craig sings songs that make all of our ears hurt. They put stuff in brackets to see which is the best one, while Ian phrases everything in the form of a question. Ray reads the mailbag because he's all out of support. Instead, we get synergies, fun teams of all sorts. The others pump us up with claps nearly synced. One of these days, they'll be fully linked. Then out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, three warriors raced to the window to see what was the matter. Eyes grew wide and harps skipped a beat when they saw Xavier in his chair pulled by eight of his X-Men. On Dazzler, on Gambit, on Rogue, on Psylocke, on Kitty, on Logan, on Jean Grey and Scott. Then X shouted back, rising into the sky, "Go open some tokens, brought to you by this guy."
Oh, very nice.
That was dynamite.
He did apologize that he couldn't get it out before the last show, but illness struck the House of Sheep.
No, that was superb. No apologies necessary for that one. That one.
The ending brought it home.
Better for hearing that. Significantly better.
So he did follow it up by saying he's been listening to the podcast for the past few months, working his way backwards through the archive. So Craig's clues are much less cryptic, and the the listener comments are like a sneak preview.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, Black Sheep. Appreciate that.
So you get to hear the explanations for things from the mailbag before you find out what jibber-jabber we was talking about the week before.
Huh. Yeah, that was something else.
And that is it. Mailbag is empty.
Thanks, Willie. All right, so for the first time, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
All right, let's see what's going on here. Let me make sure there's no Elektra in the three-star, because I don't know what she does, apparently. Oh, three-star Bullseye. That guy's great. Boosted strike tiles. He'll do a little extra damage when he throws a special tile at you, or when he causes the board to fall in a beneficial way for him and his friends. Cyclops is boosted. He's great. He's got long hair now. He's got a weird vacuum tube that hangs out of his mouth. His red does a lot of damage. His black does even more damage. His yellow puts some red on the board, but not affected by the boost. I don't know why I mentioned it. I'm sorry. Dr. Doom's attack tiles will be boosted. And Dr. Doom's damage from his purple will be boosted. Loki is, as always, unaffected by the boost. He gets some more hit points.
Right.
And She-Hulk's red AoE is boosted, and her blue when she shuffles specials. Attack, protect, strike tiles. Or is it just strike tiles? I'm not super sure what her blue does because they don't super use it.
That is a really good question.
It involves stealing some, redistributing them so you have the lion's share, and boosting yours.
Oh, that's Judgment?
Yeah, something of that nature. It'll be boosted. The tile boosting will be boosted. All right, let's talk about some characters that people still probably use. I surely do. Some four stars. Ooh, America.
Mark.
Everybody likes her. I'm not super sure what she does, but all her things are passive, so 355 is the correct way. So just do that and know that she's boosted. You'll have extra hit points, and whenever things flash on the screen and then criticals appear and then other stuff happens and then she does a kick.
She's 50.
She can kick and stretch and kick.
That's right.
Through the
50
multiverse.
50 years old.
So that'll be good. She'll be doing extra damage. Use her if you can. Oh, the four-star Juggernaut.
Sorry.
It's okay. His AoE from his green is going to be boosted, and that's it. I don't know what else would be boosted by the boost, because he does increased match damage, correct?
Yeah, that sounds right. I really haven't used him.
Okay. Well, I can't help you much there, but he's already... Am I wrong in thinking he's good?
He
I don't
is
have
good.
Him. I'm not... He's too new for me to have. but I've heard that he's very good.
I don't think I have him champed yet, but...
Mm. Well, his green AoE is going to be boosted, so that's good. Medusa. People like her. Her healing increases. The attack tile damage and the damage from her entanglement are increased. The special tiles that she buffs are going to be even more special. Oh, the original 4-star X-Force Wolverine. His green damage is going to be boosted. His black damage is going to be boosted. His healing for his yellow is going to be boosted. If his yellow does damage instead of heals you, boosted. So he's not the powerful Wolverine that he once was, but he still tries. X-23, she's also kind of good.
Yeah.
Green damage is boosted. The strike tiles from her green, stronger. Her healing, every time she makes her color match, is going to be boosted. And if you can get that trap tile thing to happen when she tracks prey, that you'll get a lot of extra damage out of that. That's a good handful of 4-stars. America, Fear Itself, Juggernaut, Medusa, X-Force, and X-23. That's a good week.
Yeah, I'd probably put X-23 with Juggernaut and America.
Yeah, why not? They both have a bunch of passives, wreck stuff. I don't know. Is there
fair amount of passives?
Juggernaut's wrecking stuff detract from America somehow?
Oh, probably.
All right. Maybe don't put them together.
Right.
Let's see what Samurai says. He's got some helpful tips. His tip is that if you are watching bowl games today, you should make more upcoming. But maybe bowl games are already over? I don't know how college football works.
There should have been games today, but I watched none of them.
If you like food and you want to take it to someone's house and you want a good recipe for a buffalo chicken and bacon jalapeno popper dip, which I do, he has provided one. It is available. I don't know. How do people access this, Ray?
Oh, it'll be on the episode on the website for the episode. I link the graphic in every week.
Oh, great. Well, there you go. PuzzleWarriors3.com. You could now have a delicious buffalo chicken and bacon. I'm totally going to try this. I'm going to try to modify the classic jalapeno dip and make it this exciting new version. Thanks, Samurai. And thanks, as always. Oh, wait, you've got to listen to me now and believe me later. Yeah. I almost forgot about that. But also, Mystify.
All right, Dean, it looks like today Minnesota beat Auburn, Oregon okay. beat Wisconsin.
Woo!
And currently Georgia is ahead of Baylor.
Woo!
Tomorrow you got unimportant teams versus some other unimportant teams.
Woo!
Oh, my God. And the third is the worst game I've ever heard. In the Idaho Potato Bowl, it's Ohio yeah. versus Nevada.
Woo! Go Nevada. So what I meant to say was, if you're getting together with friends this weekend to watch playoff football.
There you go.
And you want to take some buffalo chicken bacon jalapeno popper dip, there's a recipe on our webpage.
That was much
PuzzleWarriors3.com. Thanks, Mystify. Thanks, Samurai.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Hey.
T is for Team Up Time. That good enough for Ray.
So this week is something, there's a team that I learned about over the holiday. I learned it from my brother. I believe it's a coworker of my brother. Honestly, I don't remember the story. I was concentrating on how the team worked. So, but here's how the team, this is a 4-star team. So if you have America Chavez, Nightcrawler, and Quake, that's your team. You need America at a 5-3-5, Nightcrawler at a 5-5-3 probably.
Yeah.
And Quake at a, I believe, 5-5-3.
Hmm.
So the idea here is you really rely on Nightcrawler to make all of the matches. You use his BAMP. It's what it's all about. However, you can what this does is it gets you a ton of different board shuffle.
BAMP's what it's all about.
You get a ton of board shuffle. You get a ton of matches. Fine. And that generates AP that fuels America to trigger her. However, Quake is there as well to debuff all the other enemy team damage that you might have to face. But more importantly, you can actually, yes, this was a change. I run Quake at a 5-5-3, but in this case, you might want to run her at a 5-3-5. So that her blue power that destroys tiles of a specific color destroys 8 instead of 5. So you can, if you want to use BAMP and get purple, but there's another color out there that this make, you know, more than purple, you can use the resonance frequency, get rid of that color, and target your BAMF a little bit better so that you can generate more AP. And you don't have to use it for purple. You can use whatever color you want with it so that you can build up your AP to get America going. So it's an interesting team. I haven't tried it out, but it sounds like it might be fun. Just an AP building machine, basically. So check it out. America, Nightcrawler, and Quake. There you go.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Unify.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to get me some more Nightcrawler and give that a try.
All right. Let's go OG and open up some tokens.
Sorry. Someone forgot to type Ian opens team, so I'll be a minute.
All right. I'm going to click on a goat. I got two of them. One is Kingpin, Wilson's Gambit, and the second goat pick is another four-star as well. Ugh, Gwenpool.
Okay. As it turns out, I have five, which I didn't realize. Apparently, I got a couple earlier today that I didn't know about. I'm going for a standard eye poking here and getting a four-star Miles Morales, Power and Responsibility. Number two is a purple. Beta Ray Bill, Clash of the Worthy. I have no idea. I think I have one of him, but that's pretty handy. Third is a four, Agent Coulson, yeah. Best I'd Plans. The next one is Cloak and Dagger. And finally, another four-star, Nightcrawler.
Bamf.
So there you go. And it gets that gave me enough shards to give me a level for America. So
nice.
And that takes Beta Ray Bill to 111.
Poop House Bill.
Ooh, yeah, that's good stuff. All right, let's see what I can find in this here token. Man, I hate when it does that. It might, for sometimes when I do this, it flashes the cover for like a, you know, a fraction of a second and then shows me the mystery beacon. And I'm sure when I click on this, it's not going to be X23. Yeah. Oh, look, it's X23, tracking
prey. That has been a problem that I have seen for some time. You're getting it much more consistently, though.
Well, I opened another one, so I would feel better.
Okay.
I don't feel better. It was tracking prey, X23. I'll take my sass elsewhere, thank you very much.
Did you sass me, son? I'll make you do the same thing over again.
Oh, man. All right, so one of those was usable. The other one I had to save. I'll have to figure out how to find some more shards of her so I can get her up to fully covered.
All right. As always, thanks to this guy.
This guy.
Let's see. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, it's the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. If you would like to start your year off with access to a lot of exciting podcasts, you can find them all living under one roof at the soon-to-be-named network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
I think I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll wait till we're done recording, all so right. I can just curse wildly.
Done with that. I think that's it. So thanks again, everybody, for joining us. Happy New Year to all. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Click on our Amazon banner. Buy yourself some New Year's-y stuff. I don't know. It should be on discount now, right? You probably get those 2020 glasses real cheap.
But why would you want those? But okay.
I don't know. Or head souvenirs. Over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Buy yourself some swag. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, that Samurai doesn't stand a tiny kitty's chance. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, friends.